Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the critical R or rate of reproduction factor, which defines the spread of COVID and its pace in India, is above the one mark. This essentially means that each person infected with COVID is infecting at least one other person. And this is a huge worry. It seems clear that the third wave, which we've been worried about for so long, might just be upon us. And there is now a question, is there open community transmission of the easy-to-get Omicron variant of COVID? Given the numbers in the big cities, that does appear to be the case. That's our first debate. But up after that, the next potential game-changer in the fight against COVID are pills such as Merck's Molnupiravir, which are being made as generics here. I bring you an interview with the CMD of Optimus Pharma. We discuss the A to Z of these pills, which will be available in just a week from now. So the big question, has community transmission of Omicron begun? But let's give you a couple of graphics to give you an example, an idea of just what it is that we are looking at. From its lowest cases this year, just 9 days ago, India has the highest number of COVID cases in 2 months. The R factor I spoke about is above the critical 1.0 mark, and active cases have jumped by 5,400. It's the sharpest rise in a period of 4 months. In fact, cases are up 15%, even though tests are down 8%. And we keep saying this over and over again. If you don't test, you don't know the true number of people who are sick. But the testing numbers are down, even if cases are going up. So let's take a look at the spread of Omicron in India. Remember, Delta is still the dominant strain in India. That could be replaced, who knows. One hopes that Omicron is controlled. But at the moment, it seems to be going up. There are 961 Omicron cases across the country at this stage. Well, joining us now, Dr. Shashank Joshi. We're also joined by Dr. Bhramar Mukherjee. I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. Let me go across to you first, Dr. Joshi. In terms of Mumbai and the numbers that we are seeing over there, the exponential rise, is it fair to say that there is community transmission of possibly Omicron in Mumbai?
Vishnu, you are absolutely right. In the last 3 days, we have seen a doubling. And when we see such a fast, rapid doubling, it is very, and there are all these cases are mild cases. The hospital infrastructure is not overwhelmed. Hospital beds are still empty from the COVID standpoint. There are no major cases in the ICUs. The death rates have been the lowest in December. So clearly, it indirectly suggests that we have Omicron. The rate and explosive nature of the rise clearly suggests that there were cluster outbreaks, and these cluster outbreaks have gone into the community. And though genomic sequencing is awaited, yesterday Maharashtra did produce data that even within the pockets of clusters of Maharashtra, Omicron in community transmission has occurred. So clearly community transmission has occurred. It's a very rapidly transmissible virus. But the good thing is most people are having mild disease and most people will recover at home or in under supervision of medical doctors. So that is the reassuring part of it. And hospitalization is at its minimum. So this is very clear-cut indicator. There is still Delta around and we should not miss that Delta. So the biggest worry in the transition time and the next 2 weeks will be transition time in places like Mumbai. Mumbai third wave is very much on. Community transmission of Omicron is very much on. Is not to miss that Delta because the Delta is more sinister and can kill. And we want to have zero COVID deaths and zero cases with severe disease. That's our current goal and objective. And of course, there is no substitute for, of course, double masking, air ventilation, and the COVID appropriate behavior and protocols to be followed, particularly in this season when there are a lot of weddings around, parties around, sure, New Year celebrations around the corner. We really need to be very vigilant and strict on the same.
Dr. Bhramar Mukherjee, we are seeing an exponential rise in Omicron cases in India at the moment. Given the pattern and the trends, where is it that we are headed?
So I think that it is only to be expected because we have seen this surge in rest of the world and India is not an exception. So we expected the cases to rise and I think that I have been tweeting about it. But the question is that what strategies and what policies should we adopt and is there concern that we should really go into more stringent public health interventions? So I think that we really have to closely watch out the hospitalization. So this has been a hallmark of the pandemic, that there has been really two polarized camps. One is frozen and paralyzed with fear, and the other is in complete defiance and denial. I really think that we have learned enough to chart a middle road and not panic, but really be guided by prudence.
Yeah. Dr. Joshi, we still don't have a booster policy in this country. Yes, we are trying to help healthcare workers and those above 60 with comorbidities. But even in the first wave before Delta struck, you know, we did this. And then people started falling dreadfully unwell. Why? Because we didn't roll out a mass, series of vaccines at that stage for a larger group of our population. In India, we have the vaccines. Isn't it about time we started rolling them out as boosters, not just for the old or for doctors and healthcare workers, but for as large a number of people as possible?
So, Vishnu, there is yes and no for this question. I think one thing is very clear, that there has been a large exposure in the city of Mumbai. Let me take Mumbai as an example.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, 90% of zero positivity in adult and children in Mumbai on zero surface. 98% vaccinated with one dose, 88% vaccinated with two doses. And still we are seeing this explosive surge.
Yes.
But we are seeing mild disease.
Yes.
So the unvaccinated pool is less.
But Dr. Joshi, that's mortality. Because Omicron is defeating double vaccination.
The point is that Omicron will defeat double vaccination as well as it will defeat even people who have suffered COVID in the past. Let me give you the science point. Most of our vaccines were made for the ancestral strain, which is the Wuhan strain. They managed Delta reasonably well. We don't have data on any of these vaccines on the Omicron strain. We are awaiting data for Covaxin. Covaxin had some impact on Delta. So had Covishield. Covishield clearly failed the beta strain.
There are studies abroad which indicate, for example, Covovax after two doses of Covishield appears to work. It appears to boost your antibody levels to a certain extent.
On the Omicron, there is no data of Covishield. In fact, in South Africa, it failed. It was withdrawn from South Africa. So I am not so sure. But one thing is sure. Vaccines clearly save lives. Vaccines clearly reduce severe disease. But Omicron is a mild disease. So I don't think whether it will impact the trajectory of Omicron.
No, but Dr. Joshi, here's another point I don't understand. Why does it take so long for us in India to figure out if a booster dose of, say, Corbevax or of Covovax, because these are the two new weapons we have, or for that matter, a third dose of Covishield, works against Omicron? Why the delay in figuring this out? It's a lab study.
So we need to generate better quality Indian science. Indian science has already been there. And as I said, that we will have to look at the numbers, mortality. But I am not so sure whether a booster is going to make any impact on the Omicron wave. It will clearly impact and save lives. That I don't have a debate on. Clearly, it will definitely make an impact on healthcare workers, frontline workers, comorbid populations, people above 60. I'm not denying that fact. I also agree that the data in India needs to be generated. There is no question asked about it.
Isn't it something that we've been terribly late on? The world around, it's been more than a month since Omicron struck
the United Kingdom and
South Africa. Why have we been able to separate Omicron, sample it with the vaccines we have, and say it works or say it doesn't work? Why is it now that we are rolling these out almost as a knee jerk, when the entire world has started a third dose in some countries, a fourth dose?
That may be a fair point, but I think their mortality has been much higher. Like United States has done abysmally poorly. So has United Kingdom. So I don't think that they have done better than India. And I am not saying that, but India has done reasonably well.
Yeah.
Comparatively, despite of our Delta, despite of our public health infrastructure limitations, we have done reasonably well. Yes, we need to generate Indian data on the extra dose. I do not deny that fact at all. But at the same time, we have done reasonably well. And I think currently, at least, we are having a pandemic preparedness plan in order, including the city of Mumbai and Delhi.
Okay.
And people don't need to panic. People don't need to be complacent either. Also, we need responsible behavior from all sectors, whether it is people at large or everyone. And we have to avoid congregations.
No, but Dr. Joshi, it's almost as if we've normalized, COVID, of you and me getting COVID. And it's acceptable because it's not going to potentially kill us. it's acceptable because it's likely to be mild. But neither you or I or anybody knows whether this could be long COVID. To what extent Omicron affects us in the future.
You're right that it's a fair point. But look at the number of deaths which are occurring despite of all this in United States or UK. They are not acceptable to me. See, we are in a global village and every global citizen is as important.
Right.
The pandemic is not out across the world and we don't have vaccine equity and we don't vaccinate. Even today in India, 10% of our population has not got a single dose. I am worried for them.
No, but sir, there is no question, Dr. Joshi, of denying people vaccines in our country.
No, I don't agree here because we have not. See, those are the people who are.
No, but it's not one versus the other, Dr. Joshi. It's without a doubt everybody has to be vaccinated twice over in our country. But we have got so many doses of Covishield that they've cut down manufacture by 50%. So other people like you and me who've been vaccinated 9 months back, if we are to pay and get a vaccine, what's wrong with that? It does not affect the rollout to those who haven't been vaccinated.
But I think that rollout is already in order. And from 1st of Jan to 10th of Jan, that will be in order, I think.
Sir, they've not even today, as per the health ministry briefing, decided on which vaccine works as a booster dose. We are still not using the word booster. We are using the word precaution dose. And sir, this is an issue of time. I'm sure you would agree, sir. It's an issue of time. We don't want people to fall sick. It's not just that we don't want people to die either. I mean, we've seen the worst of Delta. But ultimately, as doctors, people like you, you don't want your patients to fall ill.
You may have a point here that there is a need to generate Indian data and Indian science in a more quicker and a faster way. That is number one.
Okay.
Number two, in India, we have not relied on the global mRNA platform. We have created our own platforms. We should be proud of that.
And they could be excellent platforms. Let's roll them out.
Why do we now need to have
a surge before trying to figure out do they work as a booster or not?
But
when this conversation has gone on for more than a month.
So, but this surge is not linked to our vaccine policy. And in 1 month, nothing is going to change. This surge, if it had to occur, is going to occur. It could be a inoculatory mechanism that may sound a little crazy, but it could be a natural infection. No natural infection can replace a vaccine. Let me be very transparent here also.
Okay.
But one thing is very clear cut. It's a mild infection. There is nothing life-threatening.
Sure. And the large majority of cases will be fixed at home. Where again there's a problem, Dr. Joshi, what if there are children at home unvaccinated? We've not rolled out children's vaccination in time. Now, belatedly, we are doing it despite having cleared Covaxin and Zykov-D more than a month and a half back. Then Omicron has arrived. Our kids are still not vaccinated at all. It's a delay.
So the people who have to answer that question is it's a centralized mechanism of vaccination. The NTAG is a single controlling body.
Sure. No, I realize I'm just expressing what a lot of people express, which is their frustration.
That is true. But as I again said, that the pediatric population will again have a milder form of the disease. Yes, I agree with you that they need also to be vaccinated. But science had to be generated in them also.
Sure. And a pediatric population, a young child in a school environment gets infected. They suffer from minimal consequences. They take it home to their grandparents, right? If it's Omicron, it'll defeat the two shots which their grandparents have received. And senior citizens and others in our combined families, joint families, they all fall ill.
But I'll tell you, that will happen independent whether the schools are open or closed. Schools will have to continue to be open. And the point is that we will have to accept some ground realities. This has occurred in United States and Europe also. So
they don't wear masks. At least in India, somewhat we wear masks. The spread in the United Kingdom, sir, has almost certainly been linked to no mask use. It's an absurd policy by any medical practice or standard around the world.
But
don't wear masks. There's going to be herd immunity. And look at the number of cases now.
But maybe after 3 months, it will be the end game. And COVID may become endemic. So we don't know. We don't have the last word on the pandemic.
True.
And I can tell you one thing very honestly, that yes, there may be lacunae, there may be delays, but India has still come around and many places, despite of adversities, we have risen up to the occasion. And I still appeal to you to wear a double mask, avoid a cloth mask, try to wear a surgical 3-ply mask or N95 mask. and be responsible and get vaccinated.
Okay, Dr. Joshi, I'm just running out of time. I want to go back to Professor Mukherjee. Professor Mukherjee, there's a sudden surge in 14 cities. Kolkata has a positivity rate, the highest at 12.5%. India reporting 10,000 plus daily cases after a month. Again, as somebody who looks at the data and the numbers very carefully, from a number point of view, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's some of my thoughts, and I think I have been saying this all along, even when the case counts were 6,000 or 7,000, that it is not possible to actually contain such a transmissible variant just through travel bans and tracking international travelers. And we have seen this in all other countries, that before it was detected, it was already in active circulation. So this has been brewing in terms of, like, you know, subclinical latent states throughout the population. And we are now seeing more because people are experiencing symptoms, and also there is a general awareness and getting tested. So I think that we have been predicting that the third week of January, I think the cases, you are going to see that really rapid rise. But we have also seen in South Africa and also probably in other countries that there is it's so transmissible that there is a sharp rise and a sharp fall. So I'm really worried about that period of sharp rise, that even if it's mild, how many people are going to need hospitalization? That's the key thing I want to track instead of just the infections. You know, Vishnu, it used to be that the cases were highly predictive of the hospitalization, but we have seen that's no longer true. With the hybrid immunity, with natural infection and vaccination, the death curve or the hospitalization curve could look quite different. And they are muted and blunted because the vaccines are good at preventing severity. So we really need more data on hospitalizations. What is happening to hospitalization and infection rates in vaccinated, unvaccinated, and partially vaccinated?
No, we need a lot more data.
We don't have that data.
By all means, in our country. I'd like to thank both of you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure to speak to both of you. We'll continue this conversation, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. Thanks very much. Lots of people writing in with questions, cool questions. Amrinder G says, people with no travel history have been found infected with Omicron. It means it is gradually spreading in the community. It is. You heard Dr. Shashank Joshi over there. Aranya says, what else can be done to stop the transmission other than the curfew? That's a fair question. Well, the next potential game changer in the fight against COVID are pills such as Merck's Molnupiravir, which are being made as generics here in our country. India is a champion when it comes to churning out generic brands of medication, generic medication at really good costs, exporting it around the world. In this interview with the CMD of Optimus Pharma, who I spoke to earlier in the day, we discussed the A to Z of these anti-COVID pills, which will be available in our country in just a week. Thanks very much, sir, for being with us. Congratulations. It's you know, I mean, you are going to be producing one of the weapons which we need. First question, how soon will you be able to roll it out in numbers for India?
Yeah, in the next 5 days, we can able to available the product available in the market across the India.
Oh, that's great to know. In five to seven days. You'll be able to roll it out across India. So how many doses have you already manufactured?
Yeah, we are targeting to manufacture 40 million capsules per month, so which is equivalent to, you know, 10 lakh doses.
And how many have you manufactured so far, which will be rolled out?
Yeah, so far we manufactured close to 20 million.
Right.
For export markets. And now we recently received the approval, so we started gearing up 40 million capsules per month.
So, sorry, just correct me again. In a week's time, did you say you'll be able to roll it out in India?
No, week's time we can able to launch 10 million capsules.
For the Indian market?
Yeah, Indian market.
Okay, so 10 million capsules for the Indian market in approximately a week, and simultaneously you'll be stepping up.
Simultaneously we are generating, and within a month we can able to roll out 40 million capsules, which is 4 crore tablets, 4 crore capsules.
What is the cost of the course?
Yeah, per course roughly about 2,500 rupees to 2,600 rupees is the course.
And of, that of course, correct tablets. Me if I'm wrong, is 40 pills, right, over 5 days?
40 pills, yeah.
So, 8 pills a day, 4 in the morning, 4 in the second half.
In the evening, yeah. for right. 5 days.
Will you be able to bring the cost down below 2,500 to 2,600 rupees?
Yes, yes. We are working out because this is just launch. So as of now, we fix the price like this. But we are continuously working and to reduce this cost further to reach each and every common man of India and
So the WHO, sir, was trying to bring this cost down to a few hundred rupees. Is that realistic for you, you know, in the future?
Yeah, I think today it is 2,500 rupees and there is a probabilities to come to cut down the cost. I think with the WHO we are also working how to reduce the cost further and we are working on this. And in future, definitely it is possible to come definitely below this cost.
So, sir, the worry is that Merck in its latest study had said efficacy is down to 30%. It was much more earlier on. 30% is not very encouraging.
Yes, yes. So, if you look at the currently available solid orals, you don't have any solid orals which even can reduce the viral load, the hospitalization rate, even up to 30%. So that is why this is definitely a better option than what currently available options.
Would you, in your company, also be looking at Paxlovid, which is the Pfizer drug?
Yes, yes. We are working on the Paxlovid as well.
I see.
We are expecting another 4-5 months.
4 to 5 months? 4 to 5 months?
4 to 5 months to available, yeah.
4 to 5 months to start manufacture of Paxlovid in a generic variant?
Paxlovid generic.
And you've already entered into conversations with Pfizer.
Pfizer.
And would it would the cost more or less match?
No, Paxlovid is definitely 3 to 4 times higher than Molnupiravir because of the complexity of the product and the expensive structure, and it is a combination of ritonavir as well, which is already used for antiretrovirals.
So a little under 10,000 rupees to start with when it comes 5 to 6 months later.
Yeah, I think I really cannot predict what is the exact cost, but today is a very basic development stage, so I cannot comment on this.
Right. Let's talk about Molnupiravir. Firstly, in your company, Optimus Pharma, what are you calling it in India?
Yeah, we are calling it as Molcovid is our brand name.
Molcovid, did you say?
Molcovid, yeah.
Molcovid, okay. All right. And at what stage does a patient take it?
Yeah. This is to be administered only when he has become a positive, COVID positive. So the moment he become a COVID positive, this is mainly administered for the mild to moderate COVID patients. So that it is a really good product for the home quarantine people. So immediately when they get positive, better we start in the as early as possible for 5 days course. But when we conducted a clinical studies for the 1218 patients, we have seen a clear variation of standard care and Molnupiravir treated patients. In the first 5 days after the completion of the course, when we check the RT-PCR, almost 75% become negative. Whereas in the standard care, it is a 46%.
And so what was the trial size in India, sir?
1218 patients.
Sorry, how many, sir?
1218. 1218.
So that's a reasonable number, sir.
That's a reasonably big number of subjects.
And 1218 only for your company or is it all-inclusive?
Only for our company. Yeah, only for our company. But apart from us, there is another 5 trials now which is conducted.
So this is very interesting, sir. In 1,000 plus trial cases in India, those who were tested positive and had the generic version of Molnupiravir, within 5 days, they were turning COVID negative, as opposed to those who were taking more time, is that right, to become normal, to become negative?
Yes, yes.
And what was the time taken, generally speaking, among those who tested positive and who did not have the drug?
Yeah, I think in the standard care, after 2 weeks, close to 14 days, after 14 days, they become they turn to be negative. And some cases they took a very long time, like 28 days is also.
Oh, I
few
see.
Cases we observed that, yeah.
So that's really, that's quite impressive.
Yes.
What are, when can a patient not take the drug?
Yeah, as of now, DCGI is very clearly mentioned that, you know, 18 years and below should not or take this medicine, but still we don't have the safety data for mutagenicity. So, and apart from that, pregnant women should not administer this drug.
Right. Are there any other groups which should not have the medication?
Very old, because the disease is progression and hospitalized patients, this cannot be suggested.
Right. And so this is not an over-the-counter drug. It has to be prescribed.
No,
right?
This is not the over-counter drug, and this purely prescription, again, according to the prescription, and restricted emergency use.
Restricted emergency use.
Yes.
And when we say 8 tablets, how frequently does one have to take the course of medicines?
Yeah, it is like every 12 hours, 800 mg, the 4 capsules in the morning and 4 capsules in the evening, just 1 hour before lunch.
Right.
Dinner.
And do you have to eat before having the first capsule?
Oh, sorry?
Do you need to have consume some food before having the first capsule, or can you have it on an empty stomach?
No. With empty stomach, and after that, after 1 hour, take anything.
So
in 1 hour,
think,
we should not eat.
So I think I've asked you pretty much everything there is. Is there anything else that Dr. Reddy that you would like to tell us? Because this is very exciting.
I think,
is a first step.
Yeah, we till recent today it's very quiet, but Omicron cases are going up. We feel that I think the right time the DCGI has taken a decision to launch this solid oral. This will help India to face the current crisis, we feel.
And one final question: when you say in 1 week the initial lot of 10 million doses will be out, how fast is your distribution network? Is it going to be just to the big cities, or where all will it be distributed?
Yeah, as of now, we have a network in the big cities, tier 1 cities. So it will be distributed within overnight.
So within overnight itself, it can be distributed.
Yes.
So you've got the infrastructure to be able to do that.
Yes.
Right. So, well, it's a huge step, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you
so much for your contribution in helping us fight the scourge. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks.